Where's that tie at? I seen you today with tie.
I had to lose it.
So that means we're not important. Stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, our first order of business this night, welcome our new commissioner. For you people who don't know him, this is Mike McClure. Mike, this is your general public. I think you probably know most of them, but you just don't know what you're in for now.
I think I got to be sworn in. Crystal will do it.
Can you do that now?
I can do that. Yeah.
All right. Will you come up and do that, please? Yeah. Oh, man, you can put the...
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, if you know that, you'd be wearing a suit and tie, right?
I'll get out of your way.
Raise your right hand, please. Repeat after me. I.
I.
State your name.
John Mike McCord.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Indiana.
And the Constitution of the State of Indiana.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And diligently discharge.
And diligently discharge.
The duties of the office of County Commissioner, District 3.
The duties of the officer, County Commissioner, District 3.
According to law.
According to law.
And to the best of my ability.
And to the best of my ability.
All right, first on the agenda, Terry, Gary, I guess you're coming up for Terry.
Yeah. And to Mike, as far as County Highway, what welcome is to being commissioner.
Well, thank you, sir.
Gary.
I know you're good.
Basically, we've got two things. We have a transfer from traffic control into road signs. I think you got that.
Yeah.
And then appropriation into our community crossings matching grant of the funds to do for stoning the oil for the 200 North Road project.
Not going to get you through till the end of the year then?
Yes, that's going to get us, because we're going to start the road project next week. We'll get done with our blade mix Thursday. We'll have roughly 24 mile blade mix done. We got to seal it all yet. We're going to go right into the 200 North project and get it done next week. And then we got to start sealing. So that's where we're at as far as blade mixing. The other thing we have a heavy equipment show from Case is putting on, and they're going to take two guys, our mechanic and our grader operator, to Wisconsin for a 3-day show and go out and operate graders, loaders, Never think I'm going to ask for your approval to, for them two to go. It's November 6th to the 8th. They'll leave on the 6th and be back.
Now, does that cost us anything?
No, there's no cost at all involved.
How are they going to get up there?
They're going to ride with the case salesman who's taking them up. I think they're taking a group up. So he asked if two more guys want to go and said, yeah, probably the mechanic and the grader operator.
Good idea.
Go up and let them see what
that way, if they got any questions.
If they got any questions on, you know, we just got a new case loader and possibly somewhere down the future looking for a grader. We don't know. So thought it'd be a good thing.
Should the commissioner go to?
Well, I'm sure if we talk to the gentleman, he probably could fit another one in. Possibility.
You want to go?
This board calls a volunteer.
Boy, I know where we're going at this now, the volunteer.
I don't know how to get up there.
I can ask. I'm sure that he possibly might take another one. It's Tomahawk, Wisconsin is where they're going.
Well, he can go, but he can take my place. They wanted me to go, and I didn't want to.
Well, so, but that's basically all that Terry and I had. Terry is gone, so he asked me to fill in. I said, no problem. So, but we will be doing the road project next week, starting, barring the weather holds together.
Well, we need a motion for the transfers.
I'll make a motion for the transfers as requested for $1,450.
Then you have to, I was going to do them all at one time. You have two more.
And also a motion for the stone for $33,000, and the bituminous for $132,000.
I got a motion here, a second?
I second it.
I got a motion, second, signify by all by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion's carried.
That's all I have.
We probably ought to make a motion for them guys to go up to
For the two guys to go.
For the two guys to go to Wisconsin. And if Mike would want to go, he didn't, that's what he just asked about going to the case.
Oh.
We probably need to.
Do we have to give him
permission? Yeah, we probably ought to give him permission. That way we're covered or something.
I make a motion to the two guys get a go to the Blackhawk, Wisconsin, do the equipment show.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. It all signified by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's all I have. Thank you, guys.
Welcome aboard, too, Mike.
Well, I talked to him in a year. All right. Is Judge Shern here yet?
Yeah.
Okay. You and Crystal both want to come up?
Is this all you?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I apologize.
I just wanted to transfer. I didn't want any new money, so don't associate with me, Crystal.
You're all in cahoots together.
No, we're not. You're going to mislead the new commissioner.
Yeah.
No, hopefully I got enough money to last me, new money to last me the rest of the year. Okay. We'll see. But I just want to transfer from one line to another because that was an examination of
okay.
Sort of a psychological thing probably to review them out.
You asked for transfer $3,500 in?
Yes. Pay a bill. Leaving some money in each account.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the transfer of $3,500.
I'll second.
I got a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Last time I was here, we gave you a contract on Doc's Pop to review. Did you get through that?
I read that through that. And that doesn't cost the county nothing?
No.
Okay.
Mayor, we're letting them have access to our records in exchange for other things, such as that we get access all over the state. Our service providers, we've done a deal where they're going to have access. Anybody who works for the court essentially is going to have free access to a statewide system.
All right. I guess I'll make a motion for the DocSpot contract, but I've read it.
I'll second.
I got a motion and a second for the DocSpot contract. All signifying by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Kevin's probably got an original that you guys have to sign, or you have it, and then we'll sign it afterwards or whatever.
And I bet it can copy change.
We have to sign that one, I will.
Yeah.
That's been going on for a long time, hasn't it?
It has.
I think when I was a councilman, it came.
Good morning.
Can you give, get Laura a copy of this?
I can.
Okay.
Let me email it to you, Laura.
Sign copy.
I'd just go run them off, because I got a meeting down at Camp Buffalo at 7, but I'd go run it off. If you want to sign it now, I'll go run it off, copies for everybody, how many you want. Me and Crystal.
Just Kevin, one of us got to sign.
I'll take one, Judge.
You'd have to.
It's just one signature, because on the bottom, unless you just want them.
I would suggest that you offer, you just go ahead and sign, so there's no question.
Okay.
You can get them on there. Do you have to hear that?
Yeah.
I'm done, that's all I want.
Letting us off easy this evening.
Examination of prisoners, Mike, is when somebody raises a certain issue, mental issue, or a health issue or something, we have to have them examined for trial, for any number of reasons, when a defense attorney raises something. And I think that kid is actually a juvenile, so that's what examination of prisoners.
Signature and printed.
Public Defender Committee, Ken, it's a Public Defender Committee.
While they're signing this, you needed an appointment to the.
We do.
Okay. It's got to be one of us three.
Doesn't have to be, I guess you guys could appoint somebody else, but it's nice to have a commissioner on there.
Okay.
Maybe Dunn, right?
I would think so.
Yes.
And we've just asked Judy Heater to serve in the position that we appoint, so.
Okay.
It would be Sherry Beach, Judy Heater.
We have a Democrat, so we need a Republican, and she's got Judy Heater to do that, so we'll draft that document then, and we'll.
You want to explain this to Mike, the appointment?
Sure, so we are a part of the Indiana Public Defender Commission, and as part of that commission, each county is required to maintain a board who oversees the public defender system. So we appoint proper counsel to clients who qualify, they don't make enough money, to be represented in criminal cases, essentially. Based on that, we then get 40% reimbursement back from the state, and so we have to maintain this board to oversee how those operations work and to make sure that we're complying with the state requirements.
That makes sense. So yeah. We need one of us three to be on the board. Would you like to serve on that board?
We submit reports quarterly. Judge and I work together with our staff to put all the numbers together, and then we bring those numbers to the board, and the board works, basically just goes through the numbers with us and signs off on it.
The reason we done is we tabled it last time because we wanted a new commissioner to get his feet wet to be on the committee.
I just wondered how deep water you serve him in the start with.
Well, in the past, Sherry's done it to the group, most of it. My staff prepares, with her assistance, prepares all the things that go down to state. And essentially, my entire budget for proper counsel examination of prisoners is reimbursed to the county at 40%, which goes back into county general. Her, I don't think she's reimbursed for misdemeanors, but other things, so.
Well, I can give them only Mike and Crystal, so.
Well, and Sherry Beach is the other person in now, and because we've been lacking on those people resigning.
Well, see, Bud was on it. Bud was on it before, so.
I'll be on it.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Thank you.
Well, call the meeting of all.
You got his feet wet already.
She can send you all the documents and stuff. She just sent them all out to Judy, and there's rules and regulations and manuals and all that sort of thing, about 150 pages you want to read before.
Oh, I hope there's a word of it. I'm probably stay up tonight waiting on it.
Plus, you won't get that out to you tomorrow. While she's asking you for something, I'm going to go run off copies for everybody.
Right. And I really am not asking for anything new. These are transfer requests. I'm not sure what happened in our transition. There is a request that was dated originally on August 31st. Original was dated March 16th of 2017. That was a request for a transfer of funds. I am requesting that the funds be transferred from jury mail in the amount of $1,500 to cover expenses to the interpreter. originally that request came from three different funds, but I'm trying to simplify it a little bit. It has not been, I'm not sure what happened with it. I just know that that one was not taken care of and that the funds have not been moved. I did work with Lauren. She indicated that we needed to request that again this evening. So.
Okay, we got her. We need to request it again. Why?
I'll make a motion for the request of the transfer of funds of $1,500 from Jerry Neals to the interpreter.
I'll second it. I got a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion's carried.
Thank you. And I have another one that is very similar, formally requested on April 25th. It's a request for additional funds, examination of prisoners. I'm requesting 5,000, witness fees of 2,000, and transcripts and depositions in the amount of 2,000. I believe that Judge Sharon made this request on behalf of Superior Court prior to me starting. I'm not sure where it went, but we are requesting that that be done today.
Well, I'll make a motion that we give the additional funds as presented.
I'll second.
Again, motion second, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion's carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Jeff Johnson. How you doing, Jeff?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, just have a few things to go over today. I spoke with Rob Galbraith at Keystone Architects to get an update for everybody as far as the elevators go. He says everything is on schedule. We'll have a materials list and a drawings and stuff for a bid out at the end of this month. So at the end of September, we'll have all the stuff we need for the bidding process. That's all that I've got on that. The next thing was, during my budget hearing, I explained to the council that our zero-turn mower was now beyond repair and that I'd like to request the ability to replace it. And what they told me was maybe what should be looked at is to see about contracting that out and see if it's cheaper to contract the lawn care out than it is to maintain the equipment to do the lawn care and the personnel to do it. So I'm coming to you guys with that request. Do you think that we should do that? If you were to take bids on what the lawn care would cost to be contracted out, you could always reject them all, and I could go back to the council and say they didn't accept any of them, they were all too high, and then I can go ahead and go forward with the mower replacement.
Did you contact anybody about giving you an estimate?
Not yet. I wanted to talk to see where you guys thought about this first. Now, what would happen is I would figure out the man hours per year that it takes to mow everything, the equipment costs, the fuel costs, and all that. So you would have that information before the bids came back. So you would have something to compare everything to.
Well, I thought I was at that budget hearing. I thought you said like $9,800, something like that, or $9,300.
I think it's 95. It's in the vicinity of 95.
9,000,
I think we can get it a little cheaper than that because we don't need top of the line. We just need a good industrial strength zero turn. But you'll have all the figures prior to that of what it costs us to do it all.
What did they put in on the council? Did they give you any kind of a thing to take it out of? I mean, are you going to take it out of your labor? Or?
They haven't.
They haven't.
No. You know, that's as far as that went.
Do you have anything? Do you have equipment in your?
I have. Yes, I have a line item for that
equipment.
Yeah.
So if we had to, we could transfer out of the equipment into...
Well, if we had to, I don't have that much in equipment. What would happen is I'd have to sit...
Transfer additional.
I'd have to go and get an additional to do it.
Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt if you guys, if he gets quotes, see what it would cost us.
You know what I think? This is just my feeling. Maybe get lawn care and snow removal together. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I just almost took a huge weight off my shoulders.
Well, you know,
it'd help you out getting stuff done in here.
And usually, you know, they go together fairly often, and it just seems like snow removal is a, you have a lot of maintenance on it. You get rocks up in the blowers, or get somebody throwing the back out of shape, or whatever. So if you had that contracted out, make sure they're bonded so that you won't have to pay for them if they cut their toe off and everything.
Well, if you want to get estimates or give us an estimate so we got some kind of a figure to go off of.
Okay.
Just wait, you know, on the man hours that you have. Of course, if it don't snow at all, then it's kind of a waste, but it usually does. And that's something that you can think about if you got somebody hired to do it and they're bonded and somebody slips and falls on the snow, it comes back on them instead of the county, I think. Something you'd have to ask an attorney, but
certainly would help. Just make sure that you get some detailed specs on the contract about how you want the
absolutely.
Quality of the work done.
Absolutely.
There are several around town that do it, so I mean, you ought to have a pretty good variety of somebody.
Yeah.
You get a pretty good idea.
Yeah. Right. You just have to be bonded and insured.
I agree with these two. It'd be an excellent idea if we could save money as well as keep your people doing other stuff that maybe need more attention.
Okay.
You still mow anything out there around the county home?
We do the barn. We do all the property east of the driveway.
Okay.
So, yes. It,
even around React?
Yes. Then I will do that. I will put those things together and let you guys know. The next thing is, my folks work in the jail all the time. We're back in the cell blocks. We're in the kitchen. There's always maintenance to do over there, things to fix. And there is a presence of hepatitis in the jail. My next request is it possible for the county to pay for my staff members to get hepatitis shots since they're over there and they're around it? The health department has them, but they have to be purchased.
Yeah, let's
stop it.
It's not that.
No, it's not.
$25
or something like
that. Yeah.
I think we better do that.
I do, yeah. Boy, if they came down with it.
Oh, yeah. And then they're off.
We were aware of it. Since we're aware of it now, we'd be somewhat liable.
I agree. We make a motion that we go ahead and do that.
Is there a highway to get testing?
Gary, do you get hepatitis shots or anything? I know they used to years ago when we was cleaning up from the floods.
No, we just got flu shots. All we got.
Well, if we get them through the health department, maybe she ought to give us a better deal. It's county, you know.
Right.
Tell her that or wait if she comes in next time wants them.
Well, yeah, the $25, how many employees you have over there?
There's five of us total. There's six usually, but I'm one down.
Well, that'd be $150 if that's what it is. I think that'd be good insurance.
I do too. Boy, if one of them came down with it, especially been brought to our attention.
Right.
If we is naive to it, then but that probably wouldn't even hold me up in the law. I think it's a good idea. I'll make the motion to give them the shots.
I'll second.
You got a motion and a second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, now the last thing. This thing just came up today. We had another fire alarm go off over at the jail. I called a technician in from Simplex Grinnell, who handles the alarm system over there. what they found was they have two computer boards in the alarm panel that are bad. They're not reading. Those are $800 a piece. But while he was there, he said that there's several other things he pointed out. One, the system itself is past its lifespan. He said that you can't get replacement parts for that anymore. This is like, I feel like I'm repeating myself on everything we get into over there.
It's 20 years old.
Right. There's the detectors that's over there, they call them ion detectors, and how they work is they're radioactive, and they shoot a beam of radiation, and then any particles that interrupt that beam sets a fire alarm off. So particulates in the air, that's what causes the alarms to go off. Those things are all past their lifespan, and they could stop working. All of them could stop working tomorrow, or you know, over the next few years. If one of them stops working and we call a technician to fix it, we pay $190 an hour for them to fix it. We pay $95 for the trip charge, and then $200 and some for the actual thing itself, the actual detector itself. If we were to plan ahead a project, like maybe over the next couple years, replace the entire system, you're only going to pay $100 per detector. So it's cheaper in the end to plan it ahead rather than wait for them to go out and replace them. I think there's like 50 or 60 of those detectors over there.
How many row were there?
There's a lot of them. And being that the panel is outdated and there is no replacement parts for it anymore, that's also something that needs to be replaced. I spoke with the sheriff at the end of today, and I explained it to him, and he's working with a gentleman on replacing the door locks in the jail. That gentleman just happened to used to work for the same company that put the fire system in. So what I'd like to do is talk to them, maybe get his viewpoints on everything and figure out what a cost would be to replace it all. Not that we're going to, not that you guys are saying yes, go ahead and do it, just so that we have a ballpark figure what it's going to cost to do the whole thing. And then I'll give you guys that information and we can come up with a plan to move forward.
And they have to change it. They got to do that all at once. I mean, or can you do so many and just
the thing
you said over 2 years? Or?
Well, it's the integration system that's the problem. Some of those don't work with other types of integration systems. Okay. So it's almost better to change them all at once. It'll be more expensive, but it's better. Well, unless you fix them as they go down, then it's not more expensive. I think if you're going to replace them, you need to replace them all to get off the cheapest. But as far as cost and how much time it would take to do that, that's information that we're going to have to get from their technicians and folks when they look at it. But if it's okay with you guys, sure. I'll go ahead and research that some and try and get some numbers and figures for you, and then you guys can decide what you want to do with that.
I know how to move forward. We're going to have to do it with if it goes down anyhow, so we better be out here ahead of the game. So get her.
That's all I've got, unless you guys have anything for me.
No.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks. All right. Jeff, you want to come up?
We got our jail inspection, so I always give you guys a copy of that. It passed and did very well, except for the thing that we always get kind of dinged on, and it's the amount of manpower that we have. So the other thing that I'll give... here's another one for you, Mike. It's the commissary report or the law that governs the commissary, just so you know what I'm talking about, the commissary, where that money comes from, and what it can be used for.
If I remember, it's this guy's popular when I was on the council.
And then We hired a guy last year, and I don't know if Jerry, if you and Kenny got that, it made me think about when I was going to get Mike so he knew what we was talking about. But this is a guy that works for the Sheriff's Association that goes around, and he'll come to a jail and look at it and tell you what where you're short for manpower and all that. So this is just something I want to make you guys aware of. I'm not asking you for any more people or anything like that. You know, right now we're getting by with the part-time people to help with these federal guys and all that, but this is stuff I think you need to know about. The one you're looking at now, the jail staffing report, it's kind of interesting because it tells you what all the jailers do and what goes on in that building and just everything that happens there. So that's kind of interesting. I think, just to make it short for you, I think he goes off to say that it's like 12 people short. And the other side of that is when you go look at every jail in Indiana, there might be one or two that are properly staffed. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, don't have a, when I first seen it, I thought, holy smokes, you got to be joking me. But when you start checking with other jails, and several of them have done these staffing reports, and everybody gets inspected by the state, they almost always say, you don't have enough people. So,
what do they base it on today?
Well, it's, I think his is all on, you know, what the federal government says, what the state of Indiana says, and all their standards. So I think that's where it comes from, Mike, what he, and he explains it in that staffing report. So.
Well, that could be awful vague. I mean, you know, one area like Gary's staffing shouldn't be as, should be worse than our staffing.
I don't know if I agree with that, Mike. I mean, I think they would all be pretty close.
As bad as people.
I think so. Absolutely. It's really? All, I think so.
I guess I'm quite naive to this. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You know, crime's worse than Gary, but, you know, there's.
Well, God, just you, Gary's a
yeah, city no, I'm,
that has a lot of crime there. And
I think if you look at it, based on our population, I think it probably cuts the same. You know, they might have 10 murderers there where.
That's kind of sad, really.
We might, you know, since I've been sheriff, we've housed two or three. And, you know, they're housing right now, I think, probably the worst sex offender I've ever seen and heard about.
Over here?
Yep, absolutely. And he's one of ours. This isn't one of the federal guys that come here. It's a guy that lived here in this county, and some of the things that happen here are bad. You know, but now they probably got 10 guys like that sitting in my county jail, you know what I mean? But their population's bigger. But
yeah, so they need. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, Lake County jail's 1,200 people. It holds 1,200 people. Wow. So, but.
I wonder how many they have on their staff.
They've got full-time nurses. You know, we've got a nurse that's here 24, 25 hours. And so, I think it's all, you know, kind of, I don't know how the percentages are about the same. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say, I guess.
Yeah.
What did he say was the most critical? Where are you short at the most?
It's been a while since I've read it. I read it when he first sent it to me, but I think, you know, what he talks about is, you know, like our jail commander here, he'll go do transports. You know, he'll jump in and go pick up somebody in White County and bring them back. And, you know, I think what this thing says is, you know, he should be there doing jail commander stuff. So that's what I mean about in a jail like Lake County, that's probably true.
Yeah.
You know, that guy's got probably 200 employees under him and all that, where, you know, Stephen's overseeing maybe 18 to 20 people there with the part-time and that. And so, you know, that's what I mean. So he doesn't have that pull on him so much, but so I don't see a problem with Stephen doing that, you know, jumping in and filling in here and there. You know, our biggest liability, I think, with the jail is when we walk people you know, some of our higher crimes are the people we've got to walk across this street and walk up these stairs to get them up here to see a judge. And, you know, we're doing that in the wintertime. You're putting shackles on them and all that. And, you're, you know, not even to throw into the fact, you know, well, if we got somebody over here that's, I'm going to break this guy out. I'm going to pull up here in a van, shoot two people, and throw him in a van, be gone. You know, not even looking at that, just looking at the liability of a guy in shackles or a gal, whoever it is, slipping and falling. You know, one of the jailers just saved us with one of the guys right here. He tried to jump off the rail, and he got a hold of him, got him back. You know, this was a guy that shouldn't be in prison, really. He shouldn't have been criminal for 30 years that I've been here, and we just keep, you know, that's a different story. But so, you know, that's just some things I think we should think about. But I want you guys to be aware of...
Well, I was reading this in the back here, some of these things that he said that one was a male, which was shorted on the male, you know, understaffed.
Yeah, well, and that's it. You know,
that's just minor stuff, what I read on here.
There's a lot of stuff that we did that... There's worlds within worlds over there that, you know, like, they've got to go through all their mail, but... You know, if their lawyer sends their mail, they can't read it, but it's still got to be looked at because, you know, not every lawyer is a good guy either. I mean, the things that get in there that cause problems are things that you and I don't even think about. Staples in a paper. You know, that gets in the back of the jail. That's a problem. I mean, they do all kinds of stuff with little pieces of wire that become problems that we don't even think about.
Well, I always heard that a lawyer had a license to steal.
So, you know, and those, you make a mistake of looking at somebody's mail and they decide to sue you over that. That could be a problem.
Well, they get a lot of mail over
there. They do. You know, there's mail every day. You think about, they're all represented by attorney, and there's a lot of correspondence between, you know, this thing about when you do something with your attorney, how much mail goes back and forth.
Right.
I mean, everybody over there has an attorney, so. There's a lot of mail that goes through there. Another thing that we're looking at is, I kind of went back and forth on this because I had some people say, but there's video conferencing we can do through the Securus company. And right now, they're the ones that do our telephones and all that over there. They put all the equipment in, and then they charge so much for the inmates to use it, and then they give us a cut of that. And so the other thing that you can do is you can, in these kiosks, or they can put on the phones, they can put a little video screen. And right now, they get one visitation a day, or a week. You know, it's every Saturday they can come in and get a visit. Well, when you think about that, now... We got to have a jailer there that goes back, gets them out of the cell, walks them up. There's a jailer that's out front meeting the people that come to visit. And, you know, it's just a lot of movement and a lot of people doing that. Well, if we could get this video, and, you know, it won't cost us anything, is then a person, and what I really think about is the federal inmates. You know, most of them seem to be coming from the Northeast, and their families want to visit. They can jump on a computer and visit anytime. They can schedule their visit. You take the jail people right out of it. You're not moving people anywhere. They just sit in their cell block. They can pull up a time on these video things and sit there and converse. And then the
county is paid every minute of it.
All right. Well, we get a cut of that.
Right.
You know, the Securus company takes some money, and then
right.
We get a percentage of it for allowing it to happen. So. We're kind of looking at that. We got up to 17 federal inmates. We just took 9 to Chicago, and then we're going to pick up 10 more this week. So they're working to get us the guy that was scheduling everything, went on vacation. He just come back today, so we'll get those get that 25 up. So we'll be having that. That's kind of. All the stuff that's going on in the jail, I guess. I heard Jeff talking about the fire alarms. That's really going off in a room, a maintenance room. It's none of the, everybody always says the jail, but it really happens in a maintenance room up by the courts. And it's went off twice. And, you know, this, what he was talking about is the company that does the doors and everything now that kind of coordinates everything, because you just can't look at it as one piece. Everything goes into that dispatch center, and it's all integrated, and it's a lot of stuff going on there. And so what he's talking about with Stanley is when I brought up, he brought up the doors, and that's all the access to the whole building, you know, the courts and prosecutor, probation, everybody's doors that have those keypads on them, those will all go away, and we'll have cards that you get in, and because of these, that's the, part of the problem is these keypads. They don't make those anymore, and these are wearing out, and you know, Jeff's done a good job pulling them from places that aren't as important to others to keep it going. But the new guy, he was actually with the Stanley Company, and then the Stanley Company got bought out, and all the older people left, and started this other company that we were going to work with to redo that. And what Jeff's talking about is meeting with that guy, because the fire alarm guy, he says, I don't know how any of this, because it connects into the dispatch center and all that. And he said, I don't have any idea how that works or how it's hooked up. So when Jeff's talking to him today, we're going to meet with our other guy, so I'm going to get Jeff in that meeting, so maybe we can coordinate some of that, and it'll be a better deal, because it all connects, and it all goes through that dispatch center. So
when that goes off, do you have to do anything with the prisoners?
You do. We try to have a fire drill. Yeah. It's really what it is. Once a year, we're ready to have one here in November. And we've got a contingency plan that we'll grab buses from the school, and as soon as the alarm happens, they all move. We move the females to one recreation side, the males to the other. They all get belly chained. Everybody gets handcuffed up. Every deputy that comes into work, and then we put them on buses, move them down to the school, and we either put them in the gym or in the associatorium where we can keep control of them until that all happens. And eventually, if it was, you know, if the building became unusable, then they get moved over to, we would start having to pay. You know, the federal guys would go back, but any county inmates that we had, they would go to other jails, and then we would start paying to house them there. So it could be, we won't have a fire over there where that building goes out, because it'd be a lot of money. So that's the plan on a fire alarm.
I've heard that something that big.
Yeah, it's a big logistic mess, but we do fire alarm, try to get one done once a year. We got one planned here, and I think it's October, November. And you know, that's the other thing that's going on now with those lock things. And if that computer system messing up is, you know, we could be back to keys if that thing goes down. So hopefully we get through all this before that happens. I just wanted to bring you up to date on the deputies. These are their totals up until the end of August. We had 4,274 calls for service, 2,957 where we were the primary calls on those. And then we had 2,930 traffic stops, 394 citations, 434 warnings, 733 reports, 460 arrests, and they've pulled 44 cases. So that's what the deputies have done so far this year. And then somewhere I probably shuffled it out. But our reserve program, Deputy Barton, who's, you know, right now is down at the dog school, has done a real good job with that. We now have four reserves. Two of them are working by themselves when they have the opportunity to work. The other two are still in training. And they did 107 hours of work in August, so that's pretty good. That was somebody out, you know, helping the deputies and stuff with no real cost to us, other than they do have a small fund. They've bought themselves some shirts. There's a special shirt that they wear under these outer carriers, and then they bought a taser, so they've got to get some taser training, and then they would have their tasers. Barney's done a real good job with the firearms program. They're all up to stuff on that. We've got two more qualifications to do yet this year. There's four jailers that are going through the qualifications now, or five, so they can do the prisoner transports of the federal guys. The feds want them to be armed. And I think I got you up to date, other than you guys have signed this contract once, and this is, I think, Kevin, that's the same one that we had them sign before. The company just wants another one that goes to their headquarters, so.
Yeah, I remember this contract.
Yeah, I don't know if it was... you would have signed it a couple meetings ago. Dave said they just sent it to him and said they wanted to
copy.
Yeah, go to corporate. They want an original signature on it. That's all I got, unless you guys got something. I want to make, anytime, Mike, you want to come over there and look at what goes on, so you can kind of just have an idea to see what goes on there. You're more than welcome to. I know Laura and Jerry come when they first got elected and kind of looked and asked some questions about things. And,
I don't know if I want to take that big risk.
You
might keep it.
You're always welcome to come and look, all of you are, so you can see what's going on there.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll probably come over and see you.
Yeah, you're more welcome anytime.
You're awesome.
That's right.
Next thing, we got that letter from John Beatty. Did you get a copy of that?
I did not.
You got one there. Do you want to read right quick? Think so. I mean, yeah, but they're bringing, they emailed that to us. I didn't know if you got one or not.
No, I didn't. But I don't know how you can address it, really.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like the council's
going
to have to address that, don't you?
Yeah. Well, let's put the council in
there. I mean, okay.
Oh.
I don't know if you need your approval or disapproval on any kind of benefits or pay, so.
Okay. Alrighty. Next thing we got, some old business, is Star City Sewer Board appointment. Did we ever get anybody that was interested?
No, but we know someone did.
Come on, Joe. I guess that's still up for grabs. I mean, I talked to some people down there, but don't seem like anybody wants to be involved. I guess we'll just have to keep searching.
You know what, Joe? I'll give you something to do.
Well, come pick my strawberries then.
I'll pick the strawberries if you go on the board. I'll come down for a day and pick your strawberries. Is it a deal? I can lay on that golf cart and take a nap like you do. Go down through the field.
Well, I guess we'll... Maybe that'll be a little job for you. You can talk somebody down there, see if you can talk somebody into it.
I'll beat the bushes.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe I'll put my wife on.
Oh, no, don't do that. It is, it's your idea. All right, we got the next thing on old business is printer copier leases that it's expired. How many do we have?
That's a Matt thing, and he isn't here.
Okay, so we just need to talk to Matt and see what...
Yeah, he's coming.
Did Willie ever get us any quotes on any of that stuff? I mean, you talk to Matt?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give him a call. Next, we got conference requests. I don't know if you guys looked them over. We'll go through them. Teresa Byron and Mardell Wrenchlag. They want to go to the Thompson Reuters Indiana Users Association October the 2nd through the 3rd. Branson Eber, Robert Hartley. They want to go to the breath testing operator certification September the 13th. You got Aaron Himes, Cody Faust. Same scenario on Deathman's October the 11th, breath tester operation certification. Next, you've got Stephen Tabler and Brian McKinney, the courtroom security and threat assembly down in Indianapolis, October the 17th and 18th. Seth Barton, the CK Newsom Center convention, November the 13th through the 14th. And Tammy Bachman, the Animal Control Officer Academy in Louisville, Kentucky, from the 23rd to the 27th of October. Do we have any questions on them?
Are they in their budgets?
They've all got money in their budgets to pay for this. That's where it's coming from.
What is this one, the NC, the animal control. What was the one just before the animal control? I didn't understand.
That's Seth. He's going to, Jeff can tell us what that is. It's the Newsom Center.
Yeah.
CK Newsom Center, it says, in Evansville.
What does it teach you?
I knew as soon as you said that one, I didn't know if that was what you asked about. But I'll have to get back with you. I don't know.
Which officer wanted to go to that?
Seth Barton. He's
Seth Barton. And that ain't until November, so he can come in and if you want to find out, you want to take that
one. I'm sure it's a valid one, but I'll get your question answered.
All right, we'll just table that one for Seth until the next meeting and then approve it.
I just never heard of it.
Well, I never either, but I think it was something to do with the sheriff's department.
Yeah, it'd be one more.
Well, it could be cleaning the toilets. It was cleaning the toilets.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it's something like that.
Well, I think the rest of them.
If they're in their budgets, I'll make a motion to approve them along with their budgets.
Except Seth Barton. We'll table that.
Yeah, we'll table that.
Okay. I'll second. I got a motion and a second to approve all the conference requests except Seth Barton. We'll table that till next meeting. I got approve all signified the saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion's carried.
I guess just more curiosity what it is.
Well,
I'm
sure that's why I'd ask Jeff. But he'll find out. We'll know the next time around.
I might be able to find out for you before the meeting.
That's fine. He's got enough time, Jeff. If you don't. Do we have any comment from the public? Joe?
I thank you, Kenny, and I want to thank Jerry for the conducting of the meeting for the animal or the hog farm team. I think your questions, the way you conducted the media.
Thank you. Thanks, Joe.
to that small business on Friday, I sent you the policy book amendments.
Okay, okay, that one.
I sent you an email.
Yeah, I forgot that email on there, but.
So I asked it to be put on there on Friday, but it's just, and I don't care whether you approve it tonight or not, other than it's got to be approved by you guys and then council, and council once a month, so. We put it off another month, but it's only three changes.
One for the 4 10-hour days.
Right.
For that one, and then.
And Mike got a crash course in the policy book today. The three changes are to, one was to address an FLSA claim, and so administrative staff at the sheriff's office would pay overtime after they hit 43 hours instead of 46. That was a mistake. That we're correcting. 10-hour holiday pay for highway during their 10-hour work shifts, which is half the year. So whatever holidays fall on those 10, that half of the year would be 10-hour days. And then the drug testing policy we discussed several times, but basically the change is to go from giving the department heads and commissioners the ability to require drug testing based on probable cause, what we call probable cause, any kind of smell or behavior, then they could request it. So that kind of made the drug testing policy a little tougher. Those are the only three changes that have not been previously adopted. Otherwise, all of the other amendments had previously been adopted by this board and the council and be incorporated into the new version of this book. The last version was April of 2015, so it was over 2 years old, so almost 2.5.
They're going from not random to probable cause. Mm-hmm. How come?
That was a request by Bud Crone initially to look into that. There are certain circumstances where we required it, like if they were in an accident.
There was one other instance. It was because nobody could call on a department head where that is allowing us commissioners.
Right.
If we somebody calls us and tells us, hey, I think so-and-so has been drinking. See, nobody, there's nobody over them. That policy book didn't state that, so. And when somebody calls you and said, say I was a highway superintendent, and they said, hey, I think Kenny's been drinking, and that gives you probable cause to call and have a drug test on him, where now, before, there was nobody there to say that he hadn't taken a drug test. Nobody could force him. He was a department head, and nobody had presence over me to say that, hey, I think you've been drinking, you need to have a drug test.
Is there a drug testing out through the county employees at all?
The highway department there is because of the CDLs.
Yeah.
And a new hire, if you hire somebody new, has to go through the process.
We have a contractor that provides the drug tests for this. Yeah, before this was new hires, as Kenny pointed out. People with CDLs is a separate situation that's managed by the state.
Yeah, it's managed by the state. If you have a wreck, you get drug tested.
We have the same policy. If you have a wreck or an accident, you get drug tested. This language also added a time limit on that. It can be tested within 3 hours. It just gave, as Kenny pointed out, power to commissioners directly over the department heads, and then department heads over their employees. It isn't anybody, not everybody, has the power to request a drug test only. Department heads and commissioners.
See, there was nobody over the department heads before.
Yeah, I guess, you just think, surely we don't have anybody in office that's on drugs. I know I own my own business and I got drug tested.
Yeah. It's an alcohol test, it's drug and alcohol.
Yeah, we had both. And I had to go just like anybody else. Our insurance company said, being the kind of work we did, that's what you do, you get drug tested. And I don't know if it's the
necessary.
We need to make this into a motion, and Kevin?
Yeah, you would need to make a motion and pass the amendment.
I'll make a motion that we put these three into the policy book. I'll second. I got a motion second. I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion's carried.
All right, we'll take it to the council next.
Okay.
Who seconded that, Kenny?
Jerry. Have any other public comment? All right, another business here. We got approve and sign payroll and claims.
You got payroll?
I went through all the accounts and payroll.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I haven't been seeing it. I left you the phone number, but I can't go through it.
I have a motion to approve and sign the claims. Is that payroll?
Yeah, payroll and claims.
I'll make a motion to approve the payroll claims as presented.
I'll second.
I got a motion second. I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion's carried.
Yeah, I looked through them, and some of them, couldn't quite figure out what it was, and I looked, and it made sense.
Got approve and sign the executive meeting for the minutes from August 23rd.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second. Got a motion second. I'll signify by saying aye to approve and sign the executive meeting from the August 23rd, 2017. Aye. Motion carried. We got the intervention of the joint. All right. Approve and sign the joint session meeting from August 14th. I'll make a motion that we sign the minutes from the joint session on August 14th.
Second.
A motion second. I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion's carried.
My vacancy.
Aye.
All right. And the last, approve and sign the commissioners meeting from the minutes from August 23rd, 2017.
This is the joint session. There's your session, the council, and this is yours. Thank you.
That's the joint session.
There's like three things to sign. Okay. There's like three pages to sign.
Okay. But I didn't look on the back.
And you didn't approve that last one yet, August 21st.
All right. I got, do I have a motion to approve the minutes in the August 21st meeting?
I'll
I'll make a motion to approve and sign the commissioners' meeting from the August 21st.
Second.
And a motion second, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion's carried. Make sure we got all of them signed right.
Oh, I'm gonna sign the new flag.
I guess one last thing before we adjourn. This is for the selling of the real estate.
If that's what you want, we were on, and you and I discussed it. You weren't sure whether you wanted SRI to do it or not.
We just wanna.
It's 50, it's 15% of what you sell it for. So, I mean, you can kind of make the buyer pay that way. If you just say a price a little higher. So, you kind of pay for themselves. And they do these all over the state. They're professional at it. And right now, they're already working with the auditor's office on these properties. This goes back to that lady who was looking at buying resort properties.
There's another lady up there wanting to buy one lot.
Right, well, that's what you're going to run into.
Well, that's what I think. We better advertise it in that way.
Yeah, that's what they're going to
cover us. Cover themselves.
Yes, they're going to pay it. It really, yeah, I don't see how it really costs you anything. Because you can just set the price of,
So
you're just really trying to get a lot of these back.
Contact these people. Does Laura need to do the contacting here?
They already did. I think that her office already set that contract today. So
then we already set up a date for the next commissioner meeting. To have them come in to buy the.
They're not planning to do it until April 2018.
Oh, okay.
So that's what the email I got today was.
All right.
And I'm not sure why so long. I didn't ask Kathy else.
Do you have anything that you want to have before?
She sent me that contract today.
I'll find out about that thing because how long can we go on that lease?
You can go forever, but you keep paying.
You just keep paying.
And there's no point in paying every month after month.
Well, I'll get a hold of Matt and we'll get something. Do we have any other comment from the public?
Hey, Kate, Mike, that school is a field training officer school. What we do is when people get out of the academy, then they go through our field training program and Seth's going to become that training officer. So he goes to the percentage to the that school, so that's what that's about.
So he'll be a trainer then when he comes back?
Correct.
Is that for other officers or for K-9 or what?
That's for other officers. Every new officer that we hire that comes out of the academy.
Well, that makes sense. That's something that needs to
happen. So we want to go ahead and approve that one then?
Might as well while we're doing it.
I have a motion to send Seth to. Could be tabled. You want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to send Seth Barton to CK Nuisance Center for training.
Also, I got a motion second to send Seth. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion's carried.
I was just kind of curious what it was.
No, I apologize for not knowing my.
I'm sure somewhat.
No, we still need to get on in contact about the copies.
I need to have the contracts, but I need to have the schooling request papers back. Do you have those?
I thought they were on the agenda.
Yeah, I think my file last. Can we do them?
Yeah, we've done them all.
Yeah, I know. Where are the request forms? Did you give them back to me?
Did we have the request forms?
Right there.
I need to have all those back.
Is that all of them?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second. I'll second it. I got a motion and a second adjourn. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Next meeting, next regular meeting, will be September 18th at 8 o'clock in the morning.
At 8 o'clock in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I think that they all send Carol Lane to that training school.
You want to go to the training school?
I think they all send Carol Lane to the training school.
Are you kidding me? He'd get lost on the way down there. Then I'd have to go get him. Mr. Laird, how are you doing?
I was just coming back down from Stark. And I thought I'd pop in, see what's going on. And I guess you got a pledge.
Jeff
is coming right down 35.
This is our new commissioner, Mike McClure. He's been a longtime businessman in Palm Bay County.
Nice to meet you. Thanks. I should have been having
Jeff Laird. Jeff handles all our bridges.